ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। टुडे ऑल द चिल्ड्रन हु आर सिटिंग पर्सनली इन फ्रंट ऑफ द फादर एंड हु आर सिटिंग एवरीवेयर in this land and abroad, today all the children who are sitting personally in front of the Father and who are sitting everywhere in this land and abroad are giving many, many greetings and congratulations with a lot of happiness in celebrating the fathers and their own birthday. You are sitting personally in front. And all the other children who are sitting far away and all the other children who are sitting far away are sending congratulations from the heart with a lot of happiness using the facilities of signs. You are sitting personally in front and all the other children who are sitting far away are sending congratulations from the heart with a lot of happiness using the facilities of signs. Have all of you who have come here come to celebrate the Father's birthday or your own birthday too? For this birthday is a unique birthday. Have all of you who have come here come to celebrate the Father's birthday or your own birthday too? For this birthday is a unique birthday. Why is it unique? It is the Father's and the children's birthday together. It is the Father's and the children's birthday together. There isn't another birthday like this in the whole cycle. There isn't another birthday like this in the whole cycle. Go around the whole cycle. Go around the whole cycle. And see, it is a unique birthday. It is a unique birthday. So Bab Dada is asking all the children yeah. have all of you come to give greetings to the Father or to receive greetings from the Father? Have all of you come to give greetings to the Father or to receive greetings from the Father? Bap Dada does not do anything alone. Bap Dada does not do anything alone. Because the sacrificial fire was created and you took birth. Because the sacrificial fire was created and you took birth. As Brahmins are needed for the sacrificial fire, so your birthday also took place along with the Father's. The memorial of this is celebrated as Shivratri. The memorial of this is celebrated as Shivratri. And so the saligrams are also worshipped at the same times. So saligrams represent the children and Shivling represents the father. So Baba is saying, and so the saligrams are also worshipped at the same time. Many, many saligrams are worshipped. So this birthday is a wonderful birthday. That is why this birthday is said to be as valuable as a diamond. That is why this birthday is said to be as valuable as a diamond. So, Bap Dada, so Bap Dada is giving all his companion children multi million fold congratulations, whilst amidst his multi million fold garlanded arms. This is also a sign of deep love in the hearts of the father and the children. This is also a sign of deep love in the hearts of the father and the children. Bap Dada has promised the children. Bap Dada has promised the children that he will stay with you and he will stay with you and return with you. He will stay with you and return with you. So speak. You children have also made a promise to the Father, have you not? That you will stay together at the confluence age. That you will stay together at the confluence age. You will stay together and you are together in world service. You will stay together and you are together in world service. You have to stay together and you also have to fly together. You have to stay together and you also have to fly together. So speak. You have also promised, have you not, that you will stay together, return together. Return, stay together, return together, and rule in the world together with Father Brahma. Have you promised this? Is it a firm promise? Have you promised this? Is it a firm promise? This is the speciality of this Shiv Jayanti. This is the speciality of this Shiv Jayanti. From Amrit Vela, Bap Dada saw, from Amrit Vela, Bap Dada saw that children from different places, from Amrit Vela, Bap Dada saw that children from different places were sending congratulations and greetings with a lot of happiness. Were sending congratulations and greetings with a lot of happiness. All of you too are giving and also receiving greetings in person. All of you too are giving and also receiving greetings in person. Giving and receiving are together. Giving and receiving are together. How fortunate you children of God are. How fortunate you children of God are. who are celebrating the birthday in person. Who are celebrating the birthday in person. Everyone's face is very happy. Everyone's face is very happy. Filled with happiness and seen to be flying. Filled with happiness and seen to be flying. On one side, Bap Dada is seeing the children's fortune, and on the other side, he is also seeing the devotees. On one side, Bap Dada is seeing the children's fortune, and on the other side, he is also seeing the devotees. Even till now, they are still calling out, come. Even till now, they are still calling out, come. Whereas you are celebrating with him. Whereas you are celebrating with him. Bap Dada has seen Bap Dada saw that the experience of the devotees is no less. Bap Dada saw that the experience of the devotees is no less. What you are doing in a practical way, what you are doing in a practical way, they, means the devotees, are what you are doing in a practical way, they, means the devotees, are celebrating with such a good method as a memorial. With such a good method as a memorial. You made a vow. You made a vow, and so they created the memorial of that vow in the form of a fast. So you made a vow, and so they created a memorial of the fast. They observe the fast for one day or for some time. So they observe the fast for one day or for some time. But which vow did you make? But which vow did you make? So they observe the fast for one day or for some time, but which vow did you make? All of you have promised to make a vow in front of the Father, have you not? All of you have promised to make a vow in front of the Father, have you not? You have happily promised the Father. you have happily promised the father, Baba, so what have you happily promised the father? That Baba, we will observe this vow for this whole birth, the Brahmin birth, that we will observe this vow for this whole birth, the Brahmin birth. So you have made this vow, have you not? Which one? Which vow have you made? That of purity. That of purity. So you have made this vow, have you not? Which one? That of purity. You have made this vow for one birth. You have made this vow for one birth. But this vow of purity for one birth will continue for 21 births. But this vow of purity for one birth will continue for 21 births. They have a fast of food and drink. They have a fast of food and drink and for a short time, and they stay awake at night. However, all of you, with this staying awake for one birth, have come into the light from darkness. So you have come into the light from darkness, and this jagran, that is awakening, and this jagran or awakening of yours will continue for 21 births. And this awakening of yours will continue for 21 births. Throughout the whole world, you have had such jagran that your staying awake, jagran means staying awake, so that you have had such jagran or staying awake, that with your staying awake, there will be ignited lights throughout the whole world. Throughout the whole world, there will not be any darkness of sorrow or peacelessness. There will not be any darkness of sorrow or peacelessness. So speak. You have brought the whole world from darkness into light. And so you like this unlimited vow, do you not? You have brought the whole world from darkness into light, so you like this unlimited vow, do you not? You don't find it hard work, do you? Is it easy or difficult? You find it easy? Is it easy or difficult? Do you find it easy? Those who find it easy, raise your hand. This vow of purity, those who find it easy, raise your hand. Do you not find it difficult sometimes? Do you find it difficult sometimes? Sometimes? No. No. Okay. Why you don't find it difficult sometimes? because you know that purity is your birthright. That purity is my birthright, because you know that purity is your birthright. This is why your purity is not just celibacy. This is why your purity is not just celibacy, but it is purity in thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, and connections. But it is purity in thoughts, words, deeds, relationships, and connections. You are those who imbibe the sanskars of purity easily. You are those who imbibe the sanskars of purity easily. So you have had the thought for purity, but now, according to the time, now, Bap Dada is giving you a warning about time. Bap Dada is giving you a warning about time. Bap Dada is giving you a warning about time that just as you have had courage and that just as you have had courage and made the vow for purity, considering it to be your original religion, so you have made a vow for purity, considering it to be your original religion, in the same way, the second evil spirit is anger. The second evil spirit is anger. So today, Bap Dada is asking you have made a vow and changed your attitude regarding the one great evil spirit. But for the second evil spirit of anger, have you also had the thought to attain victory over it? The second evil spirit, anger, Baba saying. So have you also had the thought to attain victory over it, or have you given it permission to come because you think it is a second evil spirit? So first you have, for the first one you have already made a vow, but for the second, Baba says, have you given it permission that it is a second evil spirit so it can come? Anger comes in connection with everyone. Anger comes in connection with everyone. anger comes in connection with everyone. So, whenever you celebrate your birthday, you also give a gift. So whenever you celebrate any birthday, you also give a gift. And so today, And so today, just as the majority of you moving with courage and with the Father's help, have attained victory over the first number, means last, so you have gained victory over it and attained victory over the first number in the same way, can you attain victory over anger too? In the same way, can you attain victory over anger too? So, can you attain victory over anger in the same way too? Any evil spirit will definitely cause distress. And the evil spirit of anger comes in connection with others. It comes when you are in contact with others. When you have anger in your mind, you yourself are then compelled by that anger. So, you have come to celebrate the Father's birthday. And so today, you have come to celebrate the Father's birthday, and so today, Bap Dada wants a gift of anger from the children of Bharat and the children abroad. Bap Dada wants a gift of anger from the children of Bharat and the children abroad. Is this possible? Is it possible? Those who think that you can give this anger as a gift to the Father today, so that you don't have it in your mind or in your dreams as well, you should not have it. So those who think that you can give it as a gift to the Father today, so that you don't have it in your mind or in your dreams, do you have the power to have such a thought and move forward with courage? Do you have the power to have such a thought and move forward with courage? Do you? Baba is asking, do you have this courage to give this gift of anger? So you have to give this thought to the Father with courage, that you will do it and claim a gift from the Father, give it as a gift and receive a gift. So will you give this gift and then also claim a gift from the Father, give it as a gift and receive a gift? If you attain victory over anger, you will then have the courage to become victorious over the other evils. If you attain victory over anger, you will then have the courage to become victorious over the other vices. Which of you thinks that you will give this gift of anger and receive a gift from the Father? Those ones, raise your hands. Those who will give this gift of anger to the Father and receive a gift from the Father, raise your hand. Acha, you are waving your flag into Baba, in front of Baba. So each one has a flag. There are kumaris too, but Baba says you must be careful. Just be careful. Seeing the children's courage, Bab Dada likes it very much. You are seeing the scene, are you not? So Baba was watching the scene, everyone waving with the flag in the hand. Take the photograph, and they are waving to Baba with a flag. So waving a flag to Baba. So you are seeing the scene, are you not? Take a photo. And then Baba says, now, okay, put your hand down. Put your hand down. When you celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela every day, Bab Dada, when you celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela every day, Bab Dada will give you greetings for easily becoming an experienced soul at that time. So this is a gift Bab Dada will give you, the greeting for easily becoming an experienced soul at that time. Because of your courage, all of you stay at your own places. When people see that there are so many of you living together. When people see that there are so many of you living together and also looking after your families, that you have not left your home and family, that you have not left your home and families, then you have, but that you have created a pure household. So then what will happen? When they will see this, the good wishes that all of you have, for there to be a queue of souls, the good wishes that all of you have for there to be a queue of souls. That queue will be visible to you. That queue will be visible to you. Why? Because anger is visible practically. It is visible practically. They see in a practical way. They see in a practical way how you do not just speak of purity, how they will see in a practical way that how you do not just speak of purity, but that you demonstrated by staying pure. You want revelation, is it not? And so this is a practical proof. Then everyone will automatically be attracted by this and come here. So they will automatically be attracted by this and come here. But Baba uses the word but. Should Baba tell you about the but? Should Baba tell you about the but? Why is Baba saying but? Should he tell you more? For the majority, the reason for anger is, why does anger come? The reason for anger is, the reason for anger is the reason for anger is jealousy. The reason for anger is jealousy. Somewhere or the other. Jealousy somewhere or the other. And together with that, when you see something, you have the seed of waste thoughts about it. You have the seed of waste thoughts about it, and that brings anger. Waste thoughts are the seed. Anger rises with this seed. So waste thoughts are the seed, and anger rises with this seed, and so anger arises with this seed, and one word is instrumental for this. One word is instrumental for this. If you finish the seed of that one word, it will then become easy. So the waste thoughts come because of jealousy, and if you finish the seed of that one word, it will then become easy. That one word is why? Why? Why this? Why did this happen? Why did you do this? Why are you doing this? So why is the word? There is a long queue of this word, why, kyun, why. And if you write the word alphabet Q, question, it is in English, it feels so difficult, you know, to write the alphabet Q. In Hindi it is Q, why. Whereas if you write A, answer, it is, if you write A, answer, it is so easy. So to write the alphabet Q is difficult, but to write A alphabet is so easy. So A means answer and Q means question, why. So today Bap Dada wants you to finish this Q of questions. Bap Dada wants you to finish this queue of questions. So finish this queue of questions. Then the desire that all of you have for revelation to take place quickly, then the desire that all of you have for revelation to take place quickly, for the flag of the Father's love to be hoisted in each one's heart, and the heart to sing the song, Our Baba has come, Our Baba has come, Sweet Baba has come, Sweet Baba has come, Our Baba has come, will be fulfilled. This is what you want, is it not? That the flag of revelation should be hoisted quickly in everyone's heart. The reason for this not happening is the language of kyun, why, kya, what, kaise hoga, how it will happen. So why is happening, how it will happen, why it is, why, how, all these are in Hindi, so they start with the alphabet K. So Baba says, finish this language of KK, and if you want to use the word K, then if you finish this language of the alphabet K, and if you want to use the word K, then speak of Kamal, wonder. Do not say KK. When Bap Dada opened the children's boarding school, it was in Pakistan. In the beginning, Mother Jagatamba used to tell the children not to speak the language KKKK. Who says KKKK a lot? Who says KKKK a lot? So somebody said crow. So do you like that sound? Ka 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 of the crow. So now do not start a queue of why. Of why, kyun, kya, kon, ka, ka. Haan ji, say haan ji, achha ji. Very good, very good. Achha ji, bahut achha ji, we will do it together, we will fly, speak such words. Can you change your language? Do not say ke ke. Renounce this kyun, why, and that kyun will start. If you finish your kyun, why, then that kyun will start. Ak flowers, you know, ak flowers, they are wild flowers, small flowers, wild flowers. Ak flowers are only offered to Shiva. And today you are celebrating Shivratri. You are celebrating the birthday of Shiva. So offer this ak flower. Offer this ak flower of anger to Bap Dada. You know, they are very bitter flowers and they grow very wild in forests. So Baba is saying, offer this ak flower of anger to Bap Dada and you will become a mirror. So Baba is rhyming word, arpan karo to darpan ban jayenge. Darpan means mirror and arpan means offer. So offer and you will become a mirror. Do you like this? Do you like it? Achha. So now Bap Dada will receive the result when he comes again at holy time, because after Shivratri comes holy. So Bap Dada will take this result when he comes again at holy time. Do not become tired. Do not become tired. It did not happen. Do it while having faith in the intellect. I have to do this. So do not have this doubt that it will happen or not. But say, I have to do it. And you raise your hands. So they raise their hands, Dadis are watching, Baba Singh. You can clap that you have offered the ak flower of anger to Baba. Baba Singh, never lose courage. Never lose courage. If it is reduced, that anger is even slightly reduced a little bit, then have courage in that in future it will finish completely. So do not just stop. Continue to move forward. You say Bap Dada is combined. You say this, do you not? You say Bap Dada together, are together. They are with you, they are combined. So you say this. You do not say that he is with you, but that he is combined. So he's not just combined with you, but they are combined. So if anything happens at such a time, then Bap Dada is combined. So put it in front of Bap Dada and offer it to him. However, Bap Dada wants all the children to be number one. Bap Dada wants all the children to be number one. In anything that is given to you is entrusted to you. You raise your hand, which means that you gave it away. And so it is no longer yours. You have given away anger, so it's no longer yours. It is so even if it comes in thoughts, you should think that it has been entrusted to Baba. You have given it away, so it's no longer yours. Even if something is valuable, but if it is given to somebody else, then you will not consider it to be yours. Or if you get something by someone, from someone, then that one also should not think that he gave it, but it should be forgotten. So, if it comes even in your thoughts, then do not be dishonest with whatever you are entrusted with. That is considered to be very bad. You cannot ask for anything that you have given away because it is no longer yours. So today, Bap Dada is seeing all the children everywhere who are looking at this on the screen and who are seeing everything with happiness, and who also have that thought. Therefore, what will Madhuban and all the centers become? What will they become? What will all Madhuban and all the centers become? All the centers will receive the blessing of "May you be free from obstacles." All the centers will receive the blessing of "May you be free from obstacles." Because everyone gives up anger, so there will not be any obstacles. So then this is a blessing. Do you like this blessing? That "May you be free from obstacles." Do you like this blessing? Because Bap Dada knows that the circumstances will suddenly become such that the circumstances will suddenly become such because of sorrow and peacelessness. You know, so many reasons for sorrow and peacelessness will come, that all of you will feel mercy for all souls. That all of you will feel mercy for all souls because you are all ancestors. You are worthy of worship, pujya, and also ancestors. Pujya and purvaj. So ancestors means purvaj and worthy of worship means pujya. So you are both worthy of worship and also ancestors. Ancestor souls cannot bear to see the sorrow or disturbance of any soul. Whenever you have love and mercy for someone, you cannot bear to see that one in sorrow. So the father thinks that before time transforms you, you should experience the reward of the attainment of your effort. Because it's not time that is teaching you. Time is not your teacher. Time is not your teacher. So time should not teach you, but you should transform before that time comes. Otherwise, if you don't transform, then time will transform you. So don't allow time to be your teacher. On holy festival, all of you should write your result, but none of you should write a long result for that, a long letter of that. There isn't time to read long letters. Bap Dada has told you earlier too. Bap Dada has told you earlier too. Simply write, just as you receive a blessing card which is so small, so simply write okay on that. Simply write the word okay. If while making effort you did something wrong, then put a line. Then put a line through the okay if something went wrong. If everything was right, then write okay, that's it. And if something went wrong, then write okay and then strike that with a line. Is it okay? Do not waste so much paper by writing long letters. If it happens more times, then just continue to add a line each time. One, second time, third time, just put a line on that okay. And send it to Madhuban before Holi. You may send them all together. Teachers should send them these letters of okay. Then Bap Dada will get the result. Then Bap Dada will get the result as to who is number one in this. Then Bap Dada will give you a gift of multi-million fold love from the heart. Then Bap Dada will give you a gift of multi-million fold love from the heart. Okay, double foreigners, raise your hand. All double foreigners, raise your hand. You will claim a number, will you not? There are double foreigners sitting here as well. Bap Dada will see. He will see if those from abroad claim a number. Or those from Bharat do it. Claim a number. Baba will see. It is good. Bap Dada. Bap Dada does not see everyone as just those in whom there is hope. But he wishes to see you all in the form of lamps of Father's hopes, who will definitely fulfill the Father's hopes. So you are such lamps of hope who will definitely fulfill the Father's hopes. What will Madhuban do? Madhuban, those from Madhuban, raise your hand. Down, upstairs, wherever you are, raise your hand. There are some in the gallery, some here, some far. All of you wave to Baba. Raise your hand and wave to Baba. Okay, lower your hand. Madhuban should claim a number, should you not? You should claim a number, should you not? Yes? Why? Because everyone copies Madhuban very quickly. Because everyone copies Madhuban very quickly. So it is good. Acha. Okay, now we will hear Yaad Pyar. The children everywhere, all the children everywhere who are combined are seeing and also listening. So all the children everywhere who remain combined are seeing and also listening, and those who are not hearing it, and those who are not hearing it now will definitely hear it through the Murli anyway. But now I think I'm sure everyone is hearing because it's so easily available. So Baba saying, we'll definitely hear it through the Murli anyway. Bap Dada is giving. Bap Dada is giving multi-million-fold greetings and congratulations to all the sweetest and loveliest children everywhere who are loving and cooperative with the Father. As well as this, Bap Dada is, as well as this, Baba is also giving you the thought to hoist the flag of revelation as quickly as possible. Do not depend on the time. Do not make time your teacher. Do not make time your teacher. Since the Father is your teacher, Father, teacher and Sadguru. So don't make time your teacher, as the Father is your Father, teacher and Sadguru. be just like your mother Jagatamba. Be just like your mother Jagatamba. She claimed the number with just two things. She claimed the number with just two things. The father spoke and mother Jagatamba did. The father spoke and mother Jagatamba did. She made such intense effort and claimed the number. She made such intense effort and claimed the number. All of you believe that, do you not? So, follow Mother Jagatamba. Acha, everyone, please accept love and remembrance and many, many blessings from the heart. So please accept love and remembrance and many, many blessings from the heart. Together with this, seeing the children as masters, Baba is saying namaste, salutations to you. Baba's turn for seva is of Bhopal and Indore. There are two zones together, Bhopal and Indore. All those from Indore and Bhopal stand up. Indore zone, Bhopal zone. Very good. Acha, very good. Bab Dada has deep love for every zone. Bab Dada has deep love for every zone. Bab Dada told you earlier too that the zone that has most number of heirs will become the number one zone. So that zone which has the most number of heirs will become the number one zone, because air quality souls will have a right to the sovereignty in their kingdom. So air quality souls will have a right to the sovereignty in the kingdom. If all those who have a right to the kingdom become ready, at the same time, then it will not take time for that kingdom to come. Now claim a number. Okay, you may sit down. Acha. Okay. You received congratulations and greetings in the beginning, and even now, Bab Dada is taking the name of each child in his heart. And Bab Dada is taking the name of each child in his heart. And giving you multi-million fold congratulations. The father has a picture in the subtle region of all the children who have. So the father has a picture immersed in the subtle region of all the children. Bab Dada celebrated the birthday of the children, and the children celebrated the father's birthday. Congratulations to both. So now the celebration will start. Acha. And now Bab Dada will hoist flag. So Bab Dada is hoisting, has come to the flag area where Baba is going to hoist the flag. The Murli. So this is the Murli of 11th February 2010, Shiv Jayanti celebration. 11th February 2010. Ago. All the dadis are there, Janki Dadi is there, Dadi Ji was not there. She left the body in 2007, so this is 2010. And the heading is, on the birthday of Shiva, offer the Akh flower of anger to Bab Dada and become a mirror with the practical proof of a pure household, bring revelation close. On the birthday of Shiva, offer the Akh flower of anger to Bab Dada and become a mirror with the practical proof of a pure household, bring revelation close. 11th February 2010. So now after this, all the seniors on the stage will come near the flag which is on the stage. You must be watching it. The flag on the stage. And they will hoist the flag. And then there will also be candle lighting ceremony. There will also be cake cutting ceremony.
शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान, शिव का सदा होगा सम्मान, सर्व का पिता वो शिव भगवान, शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण,
शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान, शिव का मरण से न्यारा उसका जन्म दिन प्यारा, नहीं नाम रूप से न्यारा वो प्यारा पिता हमारा, दिल से तुम्हें बधाई, सच्चे सारे कहते प्यारे बाबा तुम्हें बधाई, हैप्पी बर्थडे प्यारे बाबा, हैप्पी बर्थडे मीठे बाबा, हैप्पी बर्थडे प्यारे बाबा, हैप्पी बर्थडे मीठे बाबा। तो सबका है हितकारी, महिमा है बड़ी निराली पर कितना निरहंकारी, याद बरदान लुटाते हैं अपनी जयंती मनाते अपना झंडा फहराते
टोली जिन्होंने ले ली है कृपया अपना स्थान ग्रहण करें क्योंकि अभी आदरणीय दादी जी के द्वारा हम वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे। हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली मिल रही है। टोली बांटने वाले हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करें। स्टेज पर कोई भी भाई या बहन खड़े ना रहे, टोली लेकर के अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठे। स्टेज पर कोई भी भाई या बहन खड़े ना रहे, टोली लेकर के अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठे। हॉल में भी सबको टोली दी जा रही है। जिन भाई बहनों ने टोली ले ली है वे अपना स्थान पर बैठे और हॉल में भी सभी को टोली दी जा रही है।
तेरे नाल सट मैल मनारे, तेरे नाल बहारा, तू
हमारी आदरणीय रत्नमणि दादी वरदान
पूर्ण से. We have our respected dadi. We will listen to the words of blessings from Dadi Ratan Mohini. On behalf of respected Dadi Ratan Mohini, I have got Dadi's version and I will read it. Om Shanti. Today, on this land of Madhuban, in order to have the meeting with Avyakt Bab Dada, you all have reached here. Today Bab Dada spoke the great version. Bab has given the knowledge, and that knowledge should be remembered by our intellect. On the basis of that, we can bring elevatedness in our life. One Baba and none other, and with this awareness, we have to burn the past karmic account. In this way, we have to very easily perform the task of transformation. Request Brother Nirvir to speak on this auspicious day. The most respected Dadi Ratan Mohini, Brother Brij Mohan, Sister Mohini, Sister Jayanti, Sister Sudesh, Sister Avdesh, I have forgotten all your names. Sister Aarti, Sister Avdesh, and there are many other senior sisters. And there are also brothers and sisters from abroad. And there are also many brothers and sisters who have come from Delhi. Brother Kane, Brother Charlie. So especially they are all in this program today. On the day of Mahashivratri, on behalf of Bab Dada, on behalf of the residents of Madhuban, and those who are seated on the dais, on behalf of everyone, multi-million fold congratulations. Such an unlimited meeting, and giving greetings to one another, Bab Dada's teachings, and everybody also had the glimpse of Dadi Janki. Dadi was feeding bhog to Baba. In fact, this tradition and custom happens only in Madhuban and especially in Shantivan, and it cannot take place in any other place. No one can come here, sit and see. By looking at all of you, the mind becomes very happy. And such a meeting we will receive only after a cycle, 88th year of celebration. We have been having Bab Dada's meeting from 88 years. And how long it will run? This is not a question to ask. Until the last breath, we will be with Baba. And we'll be with the Brahmin family, and we will continue to celebrate, and we will continue to celebrate the happiness. Today Baba said to be liberated from anger. Baba spoke this version many years before. We have to promise ourselves, we have to keep in our attention, and every day we have to look at our progress. Today I have great happiness about this. From last 88 years and 48 years, from then, I have not come in anger with anyone. If anybody used to be angry with me, I used to listen to them very peacefully, and they would be very cool. So today Baba spoke about anger. Similarly, according to the time, the remaining time of this confluence age, everybody knows it. There is 12 more years. Now these 12 years should be spent in such a way we have to be with the Father Brahma in the subtle region like an angel, and then we have to be like a deity. We have to realize us in this way. And on this Mahashivratri, we have to promise ourselves that I have to become complete and become perfect today only, not tomorrow. We shouldn't postpone. We shouldn't ask for many days and many months. Today we have to decorate ourselves like Shri Krishna and Shri Radhe. We have to look ourselves as a deity, and we have to look at others as a deity, and give greetings to one another. So today is the day to give greetings and receive greetings. So may you live ever, ever, ever happy. You didn't clap hands. Now I request Brother Brij Mohan. Beloved Baba on Shiv Jayanti has spoken very well about the evil spirit. This evil spirit causes sorrow. The second number evil spirit that has to be removed. Everybody have paid attention on the first number evil spirit, but this is the second number evil spirit. And this is also no less. Baba, with a lot of love, said that you have to offer me this evil spirit. And one who will offer Baba this evil spirit so that it shouldn't come back. And Baba at Amrit Vela will give special power to them. Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris are very well known for purity. When the outsiders see that BKs are having anger in them, by looking at them, there will be many other people having anger in them. And secondly, today Baba said, follow mother. Mother Mama in very short period of time claimed number one. Baba said and Mama did. And therefore today Baba is saying and we have to do. Mama also used to tell the children, should never use the word ka ka. What and why? Baba knows our three aspects of time. Baba said you have to remove the seed of anger from where the anger is produced. There will be waste thoughts. And in one word, if we want to say, the word why, this gives birth to anger. And if we want to very firmly win anger, then we have to remember the word why. The word no should be away from the dictionary. Baba says, if you win this evil spirit, then very easily the other evil spirit will be removed. There are many forms of anger. The anger is visible. And there is one anger inside. There will be bossiness, being distressed. And our happiness will reduce. And therefore, Baba said that all the children wants to have my revelation. So, we children have to reveal the Father. We children are spread everywhere. Many people come in our contact and connection. And if everybody will see that this one is freed from anger, when the fire of anger will become cool, then there will be peace in the world. And therefore we have to read the Murli again and again. And when Baba says anything to do, Baba will also give us power to do. Very minutely we have to go through the Murli. And we have to experience at a confluence age the life of liberation.
शिव जयंती के बाप दादा के जन्म दिवस हम ब्राह्मण आत्माओं के जन्म दिवस की शुभकामनाएं मुबारकें बधाइयां हम सभी को दे रहे हैं.
Now sister Mohini will give good wishes and best wishes on this occasion.
बच्चों को मधुरता मधुरता की मुस्कान बाबा ने कहा जिसके जीवन में मधुरता का गुण है.
बाबा सेड द वन हु आर हैविंग स्वीटनेस इन देयर लाइफ दे विल बी हैविंग ऑल वर्च्यूज इन देम एंड इन द अव्यक्त सिग्नल बाबा इज स्पीकिंग अबाउट स्वीटनेस एंड वी आर ऑल पेइंग अटेंशन टुवर्ड्स इट. So what sweetness we should have? Maybe sweetness through mind, through words, through deeds. And then there will be all other virtues. We have to be with Baba and we also have to go back with Baba. Our Dadi Janki used to say, when there are any couples, if one is a little short, one is tall, it won't be good to see them. And therefore, if we want to be with Baba, we want to go with Baba. And when Baba will be revealed, we children will also be revealed. And therefore, on this day, on birthday, we have to take gift for ourselves. Baba has given the gift. But what gift we have to take? In my life, I should have sweetness. I have to imbibe the virtue of sweetness in my life. We will also relate the knowledge. So we have to speak the knowledge with sweetness. The main expression is sweetness. Then we will be with Baba and we will also go back with Baba. I always have this happiness that Baba brings the whole world in front of him. Baba speaks about Bharat and abroad. Baba brings the whole world in front of him. In today's day, somewhere there is evening, somewhere there is morning. And everybody is celebrating this godly birthday. All those who are here and all those who are in the world outside are all Baba's family. On this day, godly, alaukik, divine birthday greetings. And this is the biggest family in the whole world. And therefore, these are my good wishes to all of you. Sister Jayanti will also give best wishes. Congratulations on Mahashivratri to all of you. Baba celebrated Shivratri with lot of love. That day also Baba celebrated. And even today, we felt that Baba is celebrating Shivratri with us. And today Baba remembered the children. Baba decorated the children with lot of love. And Baba also remembered the devotees. Baba's children at this time, for one birth, Baba said they have to imbibe purity, should take the vow of purity. It is not difficult. It should be our natural sanskar. We have to emerge it. And from this one birth, for 21 generations, we should have that purity, and purity will be together for 21 births. Devotees have copied us. They only celebrate the memorial. They keep fasting and they also stay awake at night. We have to stay awake from the ignorance. And we have to give this godly message to each and every soul of the world. The light which we have received, that light should be spread in the whole world. They have to recognize Shiv Baba and have to be hoisting Baba's flag in the whole world. Om Shanti. We will sit in 1 minute of silence.
खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया। हो ओ, बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया।